between the life we see and the world we dream, there are stories when they are told. Nightmares become imagination. So please.
Thomas, you aren't.
Hello to the guild. Have you been watching any home videos lately? Welcome to the Dim Light Anxiety Podcast. I am your host, Giggles, and I am officially out of the house for this episode. I got a chance to combine celebrating my sister's upcoming baby with finally getting to see my brother's house. A visit to their house has been way past due, so I am glad I even got a few days with them. I will report back if I happen to stumble upon any ghost, tangible or emotional. I want to preface this by saying I love my family so much, so this doesn't stem from any hidden anxieties. However, I have heard some stories from other people, and obviously I am interested in hearing more because family terrorizing would be a great horror topic. We had a great one last season with the Crave series, but the possibilities are endless. And after all, from campy to why is my aunt holding a knife? Scary. I want to hear them all because your fucked up brains created them. Today's story works on this subject as well, because some families look out for each other, no matter what happened in the past. By the talented author you can find on Reddit with the username O'David, that with 2 A's and 2 E's, or you can find the spelling in the description of this episode. Sometimes the brain forgets for a reason, but videos can only show the truth. Submitted for the approval to the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety, I call this story The Tale of the Home Video. Titled, I Found a Tape of a Woman Being Killed. I was at my grandmother's house, helping my grandmother move furniture around. She became my mother figure after the death of my mother when I was a young child, and I had been staying with her ever since my car accident. My grandmother helped nurse me back into health, so I made an effort to alleviate her of any and all physical tasks. I felt it was the least I could do. It was in the attic when I accidentally knocked over a box. The box was filled with VHS tapes, with the farthest dating back to 1990. All that was written on them was the year. There was a TV in the attic as well, because we used the attic as more like a functioning room than a storage space. So I decided to play the oldest tape. I expected to see happy memories, home videos, scenery, anything other than this. The video starts with whoever is holding the camera filming a woman sitting alone at a small table at a coffee shop. She's reading. The camera was zoomed in on her hair glowing in the light. Fixed. The tape then skips to a new setting in what looks like downtown Chicago somewhere. I can see the back of the same woman from before, walking down the street, oblivious to the person trailing and filming behind her. The sky is now a dark gray. I can see lights from the passing cars glinting off her shiny boots. The camera is clamoring and rubbing up against the jacket of the cameraman. He or she's not far from her, but is far enough away to show that he or she is not with her, clearly stalking her. The scene lasted maybe 5 minutes of the monotonous walking until it shifted to the woman now bound and stowed in the trunk of a car. She was taped up, unable to speak. All I could hear was the sound of heavy rainfall accompanied by her screaming and crying. Her muffled panic broke my heart in two. My spine became frozen. I couldn't open my eyes any wider. Any moment the film could shift into something so much more grotesque, so morbid, so life-changing, and I could do nothing but watch in horror. I saw a black, gloved cover hand sprout from behind the camera, slam the trunk door closed, trapping her inside. It's now clearly night. The next scene skips to the woman, now beaten and but bloody while tied to a chair. The location looks to be a warehouse somewhere, the only light coming from a single fluorescent bulb above the woman, illuminating pools of crimson red blood at her feet. The camera is steadily held, so much that it seems to be propped up by a stand. I can hear the poor woman moaning in pain underneath the tape covering her mouth. I can also hear something shifting around on the concrete, like someone adjusting their stance. It seemed manic. I could hear clambering of metal, like tools being packed or unpacked from a bag. My stomach now fully turned. The stalker then walks into frame, showing only his back. His head was completely covered. He carried a blade in his right hand. My heart completely halted. The stalker held her drooping head up, tilted her face upward, and began to slice her throat from her left ear all the way to her right. She squirmed and gargled in her desperate and useless attempt to survive. I had never seen so much blood in my life. The killer then takes off his mask and stares into the camera, flashing a toothy grin. The film then abruptly stops. Wait, what? It can't stop there. Who did he see? Who was the killer? Ugh! This is so creepy. Why would you keep these? Even if the grandmother is the killer and these are her trophies or whatever, it's just asking for someone to stumble upon them. Case in point. But so creepy and so well done. I could feel the anxiousness of the narrator while watching the video. Well, you heard it too. What did you think? Was it scary enough? Or better question, can you do better? Can you scare the laughter out of me? Now for the details. Check out the website. I won't say it's really cool, but it's pretty cool and extremely useful. It has everything you could want there. And if it doesn't, it has my email or all the guild social media, and you can just drop me a line. I will make sure to get the thing you want up. This includes letting me know if there is a podcast platform you would like to see the guild on with that it's not on now. I know. You still want to know what the website is. That's simple. It's just the name of the podcast with a .com at the end. That's dimlightanxiety.com. Thank you guys so much for listening today. I put a lot of work into each episode, and it means a lot that you guys wanted to share in the scared laughter. Please give me a 5-star review on whatever platform you listen to today's episode. It really helps me be able to continue to make great content. And one final call out to your wonderful author of this week's nightmares. You can find them on Reddit under the username O'David with 2 A's and 2 E's. He is also open to constructive criticism. So if you have any feedback, contact him on his Reddit, or you can send me a message and I will be sure it is relayed. All right. I let you stew long enough in curiosity. Here is the answers to the final questions of the stories. Enjoy, if you dare. I was held in place by my now shot nerves. My blood flowed to stillness, completely discoloring my body into an almost corpse-like white. My grandmother was watching me. She shakenly tried to console me from across the room, struggling to form words through the river of tears streaming down her face. She said she didn't want me to ever be reminded of who I was before my accident. I declare this meeting of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety closed. Until next week, may your family's ghosts refrain from haunting you. Unless you get a good story out of it. Creep it real! This podcast does not condone any physical harm on yourself or others. These are fictional stories intended only for entertainment.